What for you was the most frustrating part of that game?
Let's start. We knew they would be quick, and they were on us pretty good early, and we weren't quick enough, and then found our legs and battled back from a pretty low point there. But to start.
Paul, how does that work with how things went in the first 4.5 minutes and then how your team played probably for about the final 30 minutes? I mean, is there any way as a coach you can explain how that happens?
They did the exact same thing to Chicago 2 games ago. Came out and blew the doors off them. So, you know, we didn't give our goaltender an opportunity to hold that time, and our goaltender didn't give us an opportunity to get through that time, or everybody was in on that. And then they obviously will change the way they play after they get up by 4. They're going to sit back a little bit, and they're going to make some good saves.
Would shock, anger, or disappointment best sum up how you were feeling 4.5 minutes
into
the
game? No, you can put all of it in there.
Then at 4-0, then what value do you put in the way your team played after that? You just said the dynamic of the game changes.
Well, that moment's there in your life. You're down 4-0, and you've got to deal with it one way or the other, right? And we dealt with it the right way. I thought they, I mean, the scoring the goal late in the second was really important. We had probably 12 minutes early in the second that we were really good, didn't get a benefit. There was a block of 6 or 7 minutes, so there was nothing going either way. That goal was important. So I'm not going to try to blend the two moments and say one makes the other one okay. But when you were at that moment and things are awful and you're embarrassed by the way you're playing, they handled it as best they could and did a hell of a job digging out of a hole.